Schlachtensee history. The Schlachtensee is shaped like a ribbon, so there are lots of nice little bays and plenty of access to the water. This is where I cool off on a hot summer day, meet up with my friends, or take my little dog for a walk along the shore on the approximately 5.5 kilometer long path. He loves it here. Up ahead, you can also rent stand-up paddle boards. The pros even do yoga while gliding over the water on their special surfboards. Afterwards, you can relax in the restaurant Fischerhütte. The beautiful beer garden invites you to enjoy a cool drink, chips or ice cream. And with the playground, it's always very lively here. By the way, the beer garden is reminiscent of the first fisherman's hut that stood here around 1759. Can you imagine how old the lake is? It is one of the oldest documented places in the Berlin area and was first mentioned in 1242 with the Wendish name Slatensee. What the word Slati means exactly is still disputed. Many assume that it originally came from the Slavic word for golden. Others assume that Slat could refer to a shore fortification made of posts. However, the Slavic settlement Sladop, which was established here at that time, was soon abandoned, and the people moved to nearby Zehlendorf, where they found better conditions for their agriculture. In the 1960s, shards were found in Paul Ernst Park that attest to this settlement. The origins of the lake, of course, go back much further in history. Today's Schlachtensee landscape was formed by the last ice age about 15,000 years ago. In the course of the melting of the ice, elongated lakes were formed, one behind the other, as the meltwater from the glacier surfaces ran down and collected under great pressure, creating so-called glacial troughs. Can you imagine that around 12,000 years ago, small groups of people attentively wandered through this area in summer at a temperature of around 10 degrees Celsius to hunt reindeer? Archaeological research even suggests that there were people in the Schlachtensee area for the first time around 350,000 years ago. But because all evidence of settlement here has been covered up during several ice ages, it can no longer be definitely proven. In my environmental protection group, I work with other committed people to preserve and protect this area with its long history and enormous ecological relevance as a green space in the city. The popular Krumme Lanke bathing lake is also close by. Do you know the song about Krumme Lanke by Freddy Sieg? Why not listen to it when you get the chance? You can learn a little Berlin dialect in the process. Now I have the song in my head and have completely forgotten how I wanted to continue. Ah yes, the Paul Ernst Park. You can also go for a nice walk or jog in this park, which is on the south bank opposite the S-Bahn station. Does the name Paul Ernst mean anything to you? The park is named after the writer and journalist Paul Ernst, who lived from 1866 to 1933. Shortly before his death, he was nominated for the Nobel Prize for Literature and appointed to a seat at the Prussian Academy of Arts that had become vacant after Jewish people had been driven out of the art world in the course of the National Socialist program of so-called Gleichschaltung. Perhaps you have heard of Paul Ernst or read an excerpt from his dramas, stories, novellas, epics, or essays. In German class, I got to know him as a representative of the neoclassical movement.